to the US next, where the government is working again after weeks of paralysis, but where the news remains dominated by another story. The release of emails by Democrats in which sex offender Jeffrey Epstein suggested that US President Donald Trump was aware of the financier's sexual abuse and definitely, quote, knew about the girls. He's denied any involvement in or knowledge of the activities of his former friend, who died by suicide in prison in 2019 and as he was awaiting trial. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan has been telling us more.
Well, they're listing off a whole cast of characters. I mean, there were three emails in particular released by the Democrats this morning that mentioned Donald Trump. And this is the first, if you like, hard evidence in print of a relationship between Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump that was carrying on after Epstein had been convicted of sex crimes. Now, it wasn't so much a direct relationship with the president himself, but it was a relationship with others, and in which he mentioned President Trump in his conversations with Ghislaine Maxwell, for example, saying to her, "I think the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. He spent hours at my house with a redacted name of a victim. He has never once been mentioned." So that was to Ghislaine Maxwell in 2011. Now, that redacted name, it turned out to be Virginia Giuffre, well-known accuser of Jeffrey Epstein, who died by suicide earlier this year, though she had published a biography, it came out posthumously about a month ago, in which she said and repeated, indeed, her testimony from 2016, that she'd never seen Donald Trump engaged in any kind of untowards activity. Nevertheless, here we have Jeffrey Epstein, in his own words, to Ghislaine Maxwell, who is still in prison, associated with these sex crimes of Epstein, the trafficking offences, and indeed reported to be looking to get some kind of a commutation of her sentence from President Trump. Here we have an email linking them together. There were also references to Donald Trump in a couple of emails to the author Michael Wolff, who has written, I think, four books about the Trump presidency. Very gossipy, deliciously gossipy indeed, stuff. But he was obviously getting all kinds of insider information. And indeed, from judging from these emails, acting as something of a media strategist or PR advisor to Jeffrey Epstein himself, part of his long ongoing strategy of trying to get as much information as possible out of everybody about Donald Trump and indeed anybody else. He, Wolf, at one stage claimed to have recorded about 100 hours of interviews with Jeffrey Epstein, so was very well informed on that. So a very connected, very direct player in all of these things. So those were the emails that kicked off the day. Then after that, the Republican Party decided they were going to publish all of the documents. So some 23,000 pages of emails were dumped out. And that's opened up a whole lot of other avenues for reporters to investigate. And those emails include correspondence between Peter Thiel, the Silicon Valley billionaire, who's one of the people who's helped to propel J.D. Vance to prominence in the world, Stephen Bannon, the former campaign director and media director for the Trump White House, a leading figure in the MAGA movement, who also apparently recorded 15 hours of video interviews with Jeffrey Epstein before he was sent back to prison in 2019. So you can see that there's quite a cast of characters involved. And of course, the former Prince Andrew was also some emails between him and Ghislaine Maxwell also surfaced in this from 2011, where he was trying to distance himself from the allegations that were being made by Virginia Giuffre.
White House says this is an effort to smear President Trump. How much is the issue over Jeffrey Epstein still hanging over him now?
Well, it is hanging over him because he said during the election campaign last year that he wanted to, and indeed would, publish the Epstein files. And this has become something of a strong cause for a lot of the MAGA faithful who backed Donald Trump. They detest and despise paedophiles and paedophilia of any sort. They detest and despise any suggestion of an elite here in America, or a global elite indeed, that might be preying on youngsters for sexual gratification, and they want to get to the bottom of this. Trump promised he'd get to the bottom of it and would publish the information in these Epstein files, but has, since reassuming office, declined to publish that information.
Sean, the government finally back up and running?
Yes, finally. A new record has been set for the longest ever shutdown of the government in US history. But this morning, that's all over. The House voted last night on the Senate motion that was approved on Monday. And the bill was then sent forward to President Trump, who promptly signed it just before midnight. The US government is officially back in business. And that's good news, of course, for travellers across the country and internationally, people coming from Ireland to America, because there have been restrictions in the number of flights that can come in and out of the country because air traffic controllers who haven't been paid have been taking time off for other jobs. It also means that the nation's poor are going to get their food stamps, and about 350,000 civil servants are going to be put back on the payroll, being down about 42 days of pay at the moment. They will, of course, get their back pay as well.
Sean Whelan, our correspondent in Washington, 24 minutes past 7.